tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Oh, season two?
Season one.
Digging through her shit?
That wasn't season one.
Yeah, dude, I just watched it yesterday.
No, it was season two,
episode.
Though. That was season two.
No, season two is still running.
I know. Oh, you haven't seen season two at all?
No, I've been watching season two. I turned you on to it.
Right.
And then
I watched
you
season
watched season one.
One
and says a mind fucks.
I don't answer for anyone.
Yeah, he doesn't answer for anyone.
Not even Publishers Clearinghouse, dude.
If Ed McMahon calls your house, you better watch out.
Yeah, because he's dead.
Yeah.
You guys want some of this?
Monkeys.
Hey, how many time zones are there in the Soviet Union?
11.
11, that is right. Episode 311, the TagCast Podcast. I am
right.
Gatch. This is
Terry Gile.
And our special guest today, all the way in from Brooklyn, New York, Jerry Murphy.
Bang your head till you're dead.
Promoting guns and coffee.
That's right.
Two things that go together.
And Jaeger and sugar.
Yeah.
And Pepsi.
I know, dude. Last time left this place, I was just like...
Rockstar.
I was shaking when I walked. I drank so much sugar. I'm not used to that.
Now
I heard this song a ton and never knew the name of the song was 11.
You know why it's called 11? Because there's 11 beats in each measure of the song. It's a timing on the song.
Is it the 11th track on the...
No. So what is that, 11-8?
Yep, it goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. So it's 3 threes and a 2.
I love that.
I'm not good at timing. I've never been good at timing. Like, you could say, play me something at 80 beats a measure, I wouldn't know how to do it.
Right on. 80 beats a measure. That's a little bit faster than 1 beat per second, which is 60.
Yeah.
I don't know either, but I just
I just don't understand how you can... grab that, because why can't it just be, I don't know, is your measure a riff? You got the 11 over the 8, right?
No, it's the count, it's the beat, it's the count, so like...
All right, so why can't it, why is it everything just an 8?
Because then music would be boring.
I know, but I mean, it could still be 11-8.
Then it would be AC/DC.
Well, it could be...
It would still be 11-8, but you just count it off in 8s.
8 means the bottom number of the time signature... It determines what...
Accentuate.
No, I'm trying to tell you. I'm having trouble making the words come out. 4-4 means that there's... The top number means that there's 4 beats in the measure, and the bottom 4 means the quarter note gets the beat. So there's 4 quarter notes. Now, 4-8 4-8 time would be there's 4 notes in the measure,
uh-huh.
But the 8th note gets the beat. So that's the difference between 6'8 and 3'4. Like, 3'4 times 2 is 6'8, you know? That's half.
Yeah, give me a 3'4 beat.
This is kind of one, but they took out a beat. 3'4 is like a waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
All right, now what's a 6'8?
Like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
it's
6.
Like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So it's just
one,
the same
two,
thing,
three,
but speeded up.
Six.
So you're playing...
And the count.
Well, not speeded up, but you're playing twice as many notes.
Exactly.
All right.
Because they're eighth notes and you...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a confusing world of music, you
it
guys.
Is, and it's not of my grasping. I've always had trouble with timing and music because I play with my offhand. That's what I always blame it on.
You play music offhand?
Mm. Yeah, because I'm left-handed, but I play right-handed. So my rhythm hand is my fretting hand.
I'm not all into mechanics of it. I'm more of a mosher.
Yeah.
Well, when I was younger.
You know.
Too old for that now?
I don't twist any wrenches, dude. I just drive. You know what I'm saying?
What do you drive?
The pit.
Oh.
I'm the part of the pit crew.
Did you
Wait a minute.
Video?
I got that backwards, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did you ever play?
That's why I was so confused. I don't understand
there
you,
There used
Jerry
to be a
Murphy.
Game called Pit Fighter that was pretty brutal. Nice.
Pit Fighter?
When you do understand me, explain it to me.
Is that
so
a video game?
It's a video game. It was like Street Fighter, but you were in a pit, and it was brutal.
Wow. It was what now?
Pit Fighter.
Pit Fighter.
Oh, yeah, not to be confused with Pitfall, because that was awesome.
Oh, that game was cool, too. Back in the day, but have you played it lately?
I haven't, but I'd like to.
Really?
I want to stomp surprised, on some alligator heads, man.
I think you'd be surprised at how inept your aptitude on that game would be. Because remember Moon Patrol? Remember that game?
Yeah.
That game, I tried playing that at the arcade, and I wasted 3/4, and I couldn't even get over the first jump.
It costs like 3/4 for one play nowadays.
Dude, I couldn't get over the first jump. I died in nine times.
No, in Pitfall, it was always the scorpion trying to jump that bad boy. Yeah. That was hard. He'd always sting you right in the crotch.
I hate that.
Right in your little pixelated crotch, dude.
Dude, that was early. You know, you didn't even know that was a guy, though. I mean, for all you knew, that could have been Lara Croft on that game.
Whoa. Well, there might have been, like, a pixel or two representing titties, because Lara Croft has some knocks, you know what I'm saying?
She did. She was a big deal when she came out. It was like, now all the nerds can jack off to video games. That was basically the headlines in all the video game magazines.
That's what it said, for real?
Basically. It was like, woo. I can't believe somebody finally came out with a hot, big, titted chick for a video game.
That would be later portrayed in a movie by Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
That fucking bitch.
Should we hit this right away?
Let's do it. Cheers, everybody. It's Friday.
Joy,
welcome to the show.
Joy,
and we're
joy.
Clinking together
Friday
some plastic
Christmas.
Cups. Yeah, it is after Christmas.
Or as Ren and Stimpy
no, it's
would
not.
Say,
it's the
happy,
Friday
happy,
before
joy,
Christmas.
Joy.
The Friday before Christmas.
Dustin's in a time warp all this whole month. He doesn't know what's going on.
Well, let's do the time warp again.
Mm.
Dude, those are big cups. Why do you feel so full?
Because the bottle I brought this time is
Oh, it is Tuesday. Double shot Tuesday. Oh, wait, it's Friday.
Well, I have no idea what day it is.
So we talked about this on the Wednesday show when you weren't here. Did you hear about Paul McCartney teaming up with the dudes from Nirvana?
Yeah, and they were teaming up. They were tag teaming Courtney.
I watched the video.
Did you see him on Saturday Night Live this weekend? Paul McCartney was the musical guest on
Saturday Night Live. Funny,
Martin Short was the host. It actually was pretty funny.
Damn,
Weekend Update was not
good.
You
can see it on Hulu.
I was doing the little Martin Short dance thing. You know,
he did that for a second during his monologue.
And I did that in front of my girlfriend. She goes, "What the hell are you doing?"
It's fucking Ed Grimley, dude.
Yeah, and she's like, "I don't know that character."
I must say.
And then I'm like, "It's back in the Dana Carvey days and stuff." But this
back in the day.
And all that good shit, right?
Back in the Dana Carvey.
No.
But yeah, it was good. Carvey. So you saw the video then. We had a caller. We got a Tagcast hotline.
It was actually kind of heavy.
Kind of rocking, yeah.
Did you know we had a hotline
What the
now?
Hell was he playing, man?
He was playing a four-string cigar box Dobro guitar.
Yeah.
Dobro.
Yeah. There's a mouthful.
What's the difference between a Dobro and a steel guitar? No, wait.
Don't answer yet.
Don't answer.
Order before midnight
tonight. A Dobro or a resonator?
Those are close to being the same. The Dobros have a resonator on them.
Yeah.
So
I thought a
really
Dobro is in the resonator family.
Is there a thing called a resonator guitar? No. I don't think so.
No.
I think a Dobro just has resonators on the front of
it. Yeah.
And those are those metal chrome-looking things. But yeah, it
you
was
know
pretty
what you
cool.
Get on the test.
What the hell F-plus. Is a resonator for the rest of us?
It's
out
a
there.
Pipe
a resonator, like you know, sound resonates in it and then escapes and.
Can you
know,
scrape it?
Scrape the resonators.
Yes, you could put a lot of resin in there.
So back to the subject. Did you know we had a hotline?
I did not know.
If you ever want to drunk dial us, or if you just ever have a thought.
Or if you're ever in a public shitter and you just want to write a number on the wall.
Those are big shots, because I got a bazon already, man.
I know.
Give us a drunk dial now.
Yeah.
541-791-6TAG.
Yeah.
Really?
791-6TAG.
For reals?
We've had four calls already, and one of them was inquiring about Paul McCartney and Nirvana.
Paul McCartney.
And we had a call from Death Metal Dave from Reno. We had a call from Ben, and we had someone call from Eugene and sing us a Merry Christmas song.
Say again.
541-791-8624.
Wait, no, it's 6TAG.
Oh, sorry, 68.
Mother bitch, are you... God.
Yeah,
let's see who
tag.
Answers.
I am a mother bitch. You're calling 86? No, it's 6824. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I have to remember
24.
Because I was born in 68.
No, I don't want new gutters. Okay,
I was born in 68.
You should get some, though. Have you thought about it? Have you? When was the last
you know
time
what?
You
I'm
cleaned
renter,
out your gutters?
So
if someone transposes
that's a
the
good
numbers...
Question.
Who
never.
Who is responsible to clean out the gutters?
God
you
damn.
Where
I used to live, I had oak trees. It was me. And it was scary as shit because I would always wait till like this time of year when it's slicker than hell and freezing outside.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't want to do it.
All right,
so are you telling
enough.
Me that if you transpose the numbers from our hotline, you get a gutter company?
No, dude. I was just making that shit
oh,
up.
You're so off the cuff.
I know
even...
you are, dude.
I know.
I couldn't even.
Look out, man.
Okay. Well,
okay,
anyway.
541-791-6TAG,
which is 6824. Meaning I was born
you got lactisic on me.
I was born in 68 and I was 24 once.
It's scrambling. It's like a freaking...
A fax
tone?
No, dude, you dialed the wrong number.
I dialed what you gave me.
541-791-6824.
Well, you got to leave a message.
Is it a fax number?
No.
That's the way it rings in our land, dude. Don't be stupid. Hi, you reached that cast podcast.
It went boop, boop, boop.
We'll send your fax.
Okay.
Get your facts straight, Murphy.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah, I haven't called
I'm tired
it
of being the guinea, man.
Well, four people have called it, and
yeah,
we've got
and
the
we've
messages.
Got their messages.
Dave, if you're out there, call
he
me
is.
And give me the right number. Thank you. Womp, womp, womp.
Death Metal Dave from Reno.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have your number, brah.
Yeah.
What's
oh,
up
okay.
with that? What's up with that? You know that skit? I love it.
Have you ever baked anything?
Yes, I baked a pizza just 20 minutes ago.
We weren't on the air then.
Was it easy?
Yes,
I know where you're going.
Many, many times.
I know where Gatch is going.
It's my favorite thing to bake.
Can I give a guess?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But before I do, I want to let you guys know, because I can already see this is where this is going.
Uh-huh.
The last time Jerry was on the show on a Monday, Han said we were totally out of control.
What?
Because we'd been drinking for all weekend. Homes. But anyway, I guess that, are you going with that the Easy Bake Oven is now not just geared towards girls?
That's right.
All right.
It is
I read
not.
That. They're making it more.
They got petitioned to some.
A 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, so
you know
a 13-year-old girl wanted
their
her 4-year-old.
Freaking light bulbs.
Yeah. But a 13-year-old girl wanted her 4-year-old brother to be all into the Easy Bake Oven.
But
and she petitioned.
Wanna...
She said this. It's pink and
sexist.
Purple. It ain't right.
It's sexist.
What if Hell's Kitchen so, come in there and say, what are you doing?
Now you'd go, let's go, yes.
So, and ironically enough, we had just talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Bobby Flay endorsed it.
About that little puppy that you feed stuff
George
to
Foreman.
And then it poops out its butt. Were you here when we talked
oh,
about
really?
It?
Oh, really?
And we were going to make that into
thing?
And we were going to make it into an easy
I'm
bake oven.
I kind of like that doll.
An easy bake oven where you
it
poops
makes
it out.
California potato chips.
Yeah. Yeah. Call back.
That would
right.
be great.
California potato. Hey, someone's calling you.
Yeah.
California
potato
chips.
Oh, they're turning off our Comcast.
Yeah.
Damn it. Hey,
I like to shit right into those diaper
they bake
sausage
at 98
machines.
Degrees for... What, 12 hours? 8 hours?
On the Easy Bake Oven? I have no clue. I never had one.
No,
we used to bake apples.
California potato chip. It bakes at 98 degrees for
No, it bakes at room temperature for four hours. Between 4 a.m.
72 degrees on the top and 98 degrees on the bottom.
Oh, that's right. It is 98.6 on the bottom. You are correct, sir.
98.6. We're in America. So round that up to 99.
Yeah, or 98.7. But then that one pop gum bubblegum song from the 60s wouldn't be relevant anymore.
But
hey, 98.6.
Or 99 lost red balloons. What?
98.6 red left balloons.
Hey, have you guys heard any stories about Charlie Sheen lately?
0.1.
I have.
He's not winning anymore.
What? What happened?
He gave Lindsay Lohan $100,000.
Oh, I heard about that.
She hasn't even thanked him.
I heard that she gave him some, like, this...
A disease.
Oh. Like a bouquet of flowers that you would buy at, like, Safeway or some shit.
For a thanks?
Yeah.
Well, she might have done it since I read this story. It said
he was going off about how...
Oh, she did. She sent a thank you note and flowers after he gave her $100,000, but he was pissed and telling TMZ that he was mad because she didn't even contact him. And
she didn't put up.
She tried telling him that her phone broke and she lost
she's
all of her numbers.
Didn't she?
Downtown. I don't know anybody with Charlie Sheen's number.
Yeah.
He was wanting something, you know.
He tried to help her out with her back taxes,
$100,000. Yeah. Why would he do that?
Why? Because they co-starred in Scary
nice
Movie
guy,
5.
Dude.
They co-starred in Scary
Movie
5.
Yeah, they had a bedroom scene together.
When you have tiger's blood, you think differently.
He doesn't have it. He just drinks it.
Oh. Is that like when you're going?
He pisses it.
You go into a strip club and the stripper is like all sweet on you and stuff, and she's all giving you attention and stuff. And next thing you know, you're buying her a Lexus. Is that kind of a thing?
Is that why they drive Lexus? I don't know.
Just because
it's
they're
true.
Expensive.
Yeah,
but they never drive a new Lexus, dude. I've never seen one in a new Lexus. What
Lexus
up with that?
Is a Lexus.
What up with that?
What up?
Come on.
We're gonna get
if
sued
I was
by
you,
Keenan.
I'd
we're gonna
do
get sued
too.
By Keenan
what
Thompson.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, was he named after Keenan Ivory Wayans? Whatever happened to that guy?
He just slipped into the obscurity that is the Wayans brothers.
Yeah,
where's
they all
Damon?
Take care of him though. Damon, he's
what's
probably
he doing?
The most successful one, right?
What are the white chicks doing? They got pretty successful.
Marlon Wayans got pretty successful,
and his brother that no one knows
anymore.
Stephen Wayans,
Marlon and Damon.
What was it? That movie, The Boy Scout? What last
oh,
Boy
last
Scouts?
Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis.
Hells yeah, dude! That was like a Miami Vice. Like Miami Vice.
That wasn't
Vice.
A bad
what?
Movie.
Gonna,
you know, if
last
take
Boy
it
Scouts
as just is what it was.
Now, what do you guys think? What's your take on Bruce Willis?
I love
overall.
That dude.
Do you like him from Moonlighting Days as well?
Yes, because he was a sarcastic.
He's always been
kind of
like a suave.
Do you like his music?
I don't like Yippee-ki-yay. That's overplayed.
Did you know he's a rock star?
Yeah, I don't
know
anything about his Bruno days, though.
Would you ever go to Planet Hollywood?
I've been there.
Okay, did you see Bruce? Did you see Bruce?
I didn't. There's never a celebrity at the place, man. Come on.
It's just people looking for
celebrities.
That'd
be the worst place to go if you were a celebrity.
Okay, here's my...
I got a t-shirt.
Did
you see anybody? No.
Here's my next Bruce Willis-based question.
Okay.
I'm going to come up with as many things as I can about Bruce Willis. First, what you talking about, Bruce? Next, did you guys consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It come out at Christmas time.
Well, think about it.
There was some Christmas stuff going on, and it took place around Christmas.
What about
time, right?
Die Hard 2?
One of them, yeah.
Die Hard 2? Christmas movie? No?
Nah.
I think
seriously?
The next Christmas, right? It's been a long time since I watched
they
the
all
Die
have a happy ending.
Okay, we've got
they
a few days.
A
what about
He's
Hudson
back
Hawk?
Together with his dysfunctional family.
No. Now, you guys got a few days over this weekend now before Christmas happens. I want you guys to try, if you have a chance, to watch either Die Hard 1 or Die Hard 2. And then tell me.
For the fourth time.
I don't care
I
how many times you watch
it for you guys.
Just think of it and think, is this a Christmas movie? Because you ever watched it thinking that?
No, I'll have to watch it again.
He did run across glass in his bare feet.
I have a Christmas
anything.
Challenge.
That's totally Christmas.
I have a Christmas
Jesus
challenge.
Jesus did that right out of the manger. And that was in the middle of summer. He just spit all over himself.
I did.
You're lucky we have a big yellow cover over the microphone.
I did not.
I have a Christmas challenge for you guys this year as far as watching
just down
things.
Just in front of myself.
What is
I
all
bet
over?
I dare you guys to go through this holiday season.
Is it a double dog dare or just
it
straight
a,
up dare?
It, well, I don't know if I could double dog because I don't think anyone can guarantee. I double dog dare you guys to go through the holiday season without seeing one second of the Christmas story, of a Christmas story.
Dude, you know what? It was already on. It was already on. And my girlfriend goes, I hate this. I'm in the other room. I'm like, well, change the channel.
What do you guys have
against... Where's the remote?
I want to know what you guys have against Jimmy Stewart.
Oh.
That's not Jimmy Stewart.
Dude, it's the one with the kid with the stupid glasses and he's...
Oh, Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Winter Wonderland.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking of...
No, I'm thinking of Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, we're getting our shit crossed.
No, Miracle on 34th Street's the one with
Santa
Claus.
Well, they both equally suck.
You're thinking it's A Wonderful Life.
I like the Grinch that's
going to Wonderful Life.
Dude. That's a Christmas movie.
No, what about, I never saw that.
Okay, now that we're on to Christmas
one?
Movies.
Mike Myers?
No.
Jim Carrey?
Dr. Seuss thing, the animated one.
Oh, back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
The show on TV, yeah.
With that little dog, and he just whips the shit out of that thing.
So what were you saying?
Going up the hill with all that.
You don't know.
For any of you people who are just joining us, this is a melee of vocal craziness because Jerry always brings alcohol to the podcast.
You were talking about Bruce Willis.
No, you were talking about a Christmas
Jaeger,
challenge.
Dude,
oh, yeah, Christmas
it's
challenge.
Like
all right, thanks.
Ritual so, or something because I rarely drink it.
I'm fucking wasted.
So you know you're talking about It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
No, I want to know what your Christmas challenge is.
Dude, look at the label. Is
that was
Christmas-y?
The Christmas challenge.
There's a reindeer
on there. To go through the
there.
Holidays without seeing a second of a Christmas story.
Okay.
It's green, it's red, and it's but white, and there's a reindeer on there.
How are you not going to see a commercial or a little clip?
Because I don't watch commercials and I don't watch a lot of
damn it!
TV.
You in that commercial thing again! God damn it!
I like to DVR my programs and then skip through the commercials, not by fast-forwarding and watching them fast, but by going advanced.
Are you
going to
DVR
advanced. You know what I figured
I
out?
Like to watch
story.
My commercials from the other room with the door shut.
Nearly every show that I DVR, it takes 7 advances to get to the next commercial.
Oh, you got that,
is that
button
how you
advance.
Do it? Well, who are you running through?
That's 30-second advance, right?
I've got passion advance.
Make mine smaller.
I've got passion
okay,
advance.
Okay,
you I got passion pants?
Passion advance. Passion advance.
You got
okay, here's
shoes
my next,
with silver buckles
next
and tight
Bruce Willis
pants?
Question. Do you think that Bruce Willis outdid himself in the second episode of Expendables?
No, because the funniest part of the whole movie, man, is, and I relate this, or you remember when Yoda... come alive, and he's jumping all over the place.
I'm not talking.
No, wait for it. Wait
okay,
for it.
Okay.
Okay. He's jumping all over the place in that last Star Wars movie.
When did he come alive?
I laugh so fucking
jumping
hard.
Jumping all over he is.
He's talking about
jumping around, doing backflips and shit.
I never watched that
wielding
one.
A lightsaber. I laugh so fucking hard. Okay, so the best part in Expendables 2, they're going through the airport. Bruce Willis comes whipping through there, right? Pulls the e-brake, does like a 180, right? And here's Schwarzenegger. Reaches over, grabs the door, pulls the whole fucking door off. It goes flying, jumps in with a 60. They go cruising through the fucking airport, dude. He's blasting everything in this smart car. That's the best fucking thing in the whole movie.
What was Chuck Norris doing at this time?
He was a lone wolf. He hadn't showed up yet.
Again, I haven't seen
with
either.
His Billy Mays fucking beard. Get the hell out of here,
with
Chuckles.
Grecian formula for man.
Dude,
no
I got
shit,
right.
Dude.
I know. Okay. I have not seen The Expendables.
Neither have I. I saw the first one.
Did you see the first one?
I did.
No.
Did you? No?
I have not
I
seen
did.
Either
no,
of the
then you saw the second one.
I didn't.
But
that's what I heard.
Like it had 1,000 more bullets flying through the air?
Did you
but
see,
it's the same thing.
Did you see Billy Mays' reality show that he had before he died?
That's not a fact.
No. I did.
What was it called?
It was called...
OxyQueen.
It was called something where it was him and that other guy, that Sully guy. And they would
from
do,
Godsmack?
And no. The, and this there was a conspiracy because that Sully guy had the most to gain.
Or from X-Factor.
He did. But this is the thing. They were both like pitchmen. That's what it was called,
yeah.
Pitchmen.
And he's like, you know, that
and the,
guy can
they,
almost,
people would bring their
he's
ideas
as good
to
as
him.
Me.
People would bring their ideas to him. And one was like a shark repellent.
Yeah, but that Sully guy would be like, I don't know. And Billy Mays like, I'm going to promote that shit. Let's
well,
bring it.
They're both on coke, probably. But the thing was, no, he had this shark repellent. Repeller.
A shark
a repeller that the guy brought in, and
it's
you
called a gun.
What the thing was like an ultrasonic sound wave that repelled sharks, but you wore it around your ankle.
Oh,
and
nice.
So you just relied on that, and so they test out their products, you know, because if they're going to pitch something, they want to stand behind
how'd
it.
How'd it go?
Know? And so what happens was Billy Mays is out there with the thing on, swimming in shark infested waters, right? And the Sully's in the boat ahead of him. And the next thing scene, you see Sully throwing like chum out behind the boat where Billy Mays is swimming, like trying to bait the fish to see if it really, really worked. I just thought that was funny.
That is funny. That's I mean, if that's balls, dude. If you're gonna promote a product, yeah. That's balls.
Well, what's your latest invention?
I have a thing called the X-Board.
All right, what's that?
I mean, it's not funny. It's for real.
Is it an invention or is it just an idea?
Well, it's physically in my garage, if you will.
Oh, okay, because I have some friends that say they invented something, but it's just a crazy idea.
Yeah,
it really makes no sense. Like on Envy when he says vaporize. That's an invention, but...
I'm more of an ideas guy, okay. Not so much a follow-throughness guy.
Exactly. So you're following through? You have something in your garage right now?
Well, there's a prototype, but I haven't followed
through.
That's
farther than many people get. They don't.
And it actually has a sticker on it that says X-Board.
And what's it for?
It's for extraction. It's an emergency device. So if you are down, broken leg, back, whatever, and you are in a confined space... Or a high-angled type of rescue, a tough type of situation.
Uh-huh.
Then you break out this board, and it's also designed so it's idiot-proof. You could flip it any direction. It works the same way every direction.
So
you can go goofy-foot on it.
And you put a victim or a patient on this device, and you get them the hell out of the bad area.
So X board meaning extreme sports board.
No extract board.
X, yeah, and it also looks both. Like an X, kind of like a big razor blade is what it looks like. And yeah, and the board is back over angle rescue device. So if you're doing high angle rescue and you try to get somebody over a catwalk or something that's metal and hard, once you get them up to that 90 degree angle, you have to bend them in half, basically, to get them over that. And you put this board underneath them.
And you just pull them right out. You don't even have to worry about knocking them around because it flips over anyway.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can keep them on the board, you're going.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And this question I'm asking from one of our listeners. One of our listeners called in and asked me this to ask you this question. His name is... Terry Guile, he called me earlier and asked me, hey, when are you going to do that art thing you're going to do for us?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Jerry Procrastinator Murphy Jr.
Do you have a compressor?
What the fuck is that? Like an air compressor?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No. I wish.
Have you ever used one?
I have. You want to borrow one?
Many times. I got all the shit that goes on the compressor, just not the compressor itself.
Because I noticed you're good at blowing things off.
And I'll drink to that.
Are we back to that again? Shit, we're only halfway through the episode.
Shit, epper.
That's what I say when I've been drinking episode.
Oh.
Okay, before I forget, I'd like to get to my very last Bruce Willis question of the episode.
Oh.
Are you guys being overwhelmed by Bruce Willis questions
yet? Stop singing and start bringing, Terry. What do you got? Come on. No. Come on.
Okay, now, this is kind of
a rigged... I have a lot of opinions on Bruce
Willis. This is a rigged question because I have a predetermined state of mind on this. What's your favorite Bruce Willis movie ever?
Oh, man.
Let me rephrase the question. What's the favorite movie that Bruce Willis is in? It doesn't have to be a Bruce Willis movie. Like, Die Hard is a Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah, it's a vehicle. He's driving that vehicle.
But there's a lot of movies that he plays littler parts in, which is where my love falls for Bruce Willis.
I guess it'd have to be Pulp.
Ah! What do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't think of any other movies besides Die Hard and Hudson Hawk
that
he was in.
Because this is so good right here, right? Let me bring you back.
Bring it.
What other movies was he in?
Are you okay? I am so fucking far from okay.
Dude, the scene with him and Marcellus Wallace.
When he hits him.
I'm going to get
donuts.
Medieval on these motherfuckers.
Oh, that one.
When they're tied up down in the pawn shop. Yeah. Dude, that's so awesome. I love that
the
movie.
The Gimp.
Yeah. That's me. Some people call me the Gimp.
Oh, my goodness.
You gimpy-legged monster. Okay, so that's probably the most questions we've ever had for Jerry. I think I have one more. I was supposed to write some up, but I forgot, and I was overwhelmed with other things I had to do. And then after this, Jerry can interview us, which we've never let a guest do ever. I know you probably don't have any picked questions, but here's my question for you. I know that you sing because you used to sing for a band that kind of tried to do a thing, and they practiced at my place for a while there. And I've heard you sing karaoke at my karaoke.
Dude, I actually sung for Pubic Hairs and Splint Heads once.
Okay, well, I played drums for that band once, so we're kind of one degree of separation. Right,
awesome.
There. My question is, what is the extent of your musical knowledge or ability? Do you play any stringed instruments or horns or
dude, I've had have you played a bass, I've had a couple guitars,
have you plunked around on the bass though?
Guitar. I don't know how to play any of them.
Do you plink around?
Yeah,
play plinko.
Yeah,
with Bob.
I'm kind of like Glenn Danzig, like, hey
mother,
hey, do this. Like that.
Well, I just
put your fingers there.
Because I know you write some kick-ass lyrics, and I know that you're a decent singer.
Ooh.
And I don't want to say and stroke you and say you're a good singer, but I've heard you sing some Ozzy that's pretty fucking kick-ass, and I heard you singing with that other band that practiced at my practice pad for a while there.
Clone Dolly, dude.
Okay. Whatever that is, that's cool. So that just made me wonder, because
there was a sheep named Dolly.
Now here's another friend.
That's Clone Dolly.
And you know a lot about Ozzy.
I like that name. I didn't know it was a band.
Okay,
I had a friend at my house last night, and we were talking about rock and music and stuff. And he has a friend who claims to him that Ozzy is not only a wonderful singer and songwriter, but he is the best guitarist ever.
What?
Ozzy? I have never heard or
ever?
Seen
now,
anything.
Now, he plays some keyboards. Doesn't he play some piano? Awesome. Like, I know he wrote Changes.
And well, that's about other, an old girlfriend.
I know, but the piano parts and stuff, he's credited for writing the music. And so I thought that, of course, like many singers who are known as a singer or a songwriter also, like, can play the guitar,
yeah. Yeah.
But they just don't in the public eye, so a lot of people don't know. So
no,
I just thought
the basic
possibly.
And
now, there's a lot of songs that even include Randy Rhoads and Jakey Lee that are fully credited as written by Ozzy Osbourne. So that makes me wonder, is he competent enough musically to write a chord progression and say, this is how I
he
want it to
the
work?
He wrote Crazy Train
he goes,
lead.
All right, I want
Did
it to
really?
Go.
You know what? See, I can
Well, is that
I
writing?
Do
because
that.
That's what I do to Floyd.
I can do that
I go,
to you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how
yeah.
to read music,
so say,
and I don't know how to do the...
Say in a crazy...
That's what I do to Floyd. I go, hey, give me something to this.
But
so
the crazy across the music...
In a crazy bizarro world, say you're Ozzy Osbourne and I'm Randy Rhoads.
All
whoa.
Right.
What are we doing here doing a podcast?
I don't know.
I'm going to interview you.
And so you've got this idea for this song, and it goes...
Motley Crue, yeah!
No, I don't know.
But your pick's too thin.
So I'm wondering, is Ozzy singing this song?
You gotta dig in there, man.
Is Ozzy singing these riffs to Randy Rhoads, and so he gets the credit for writing the song?
No, I don't think so, because when you listen to Ozzy... And you know the difference between Dio Ozzy and...
Oh, totally.
Or, I'm sorry, Dio Black Sabbath and Ozzy Black... Is Dio sings... Ozzy sings across the music.
Right.
Dio no, sings wait, with wait. It. No, Ozzy sings with it and Dio sings across it. Is that... Do I got it backwards?
That could be. I've never even thought about that fact.
So if you turned off everything except for the vocals...
Right.
And Ozzy's singing, you still kind of get what's going on.
Yeah.
With Dio, not so much.
Okay.
So however you say that.
Mm-hmm.
So right, now
so if you listen to most Ozzy songs, he's singing with the music.
Has anyone ever said to you, you know that Crazy Train song? As badass as that lead guitar is, the lyrics, man, that the fucking awesome. Has anyone ever told you how awesome the lyrics of Crazy Train are?
No. Never.
No?
I think they're equally
but
as
they
awesome.
Are awesome, but
really?
No one has told me.
I think they are.
Well, here's my question. Okay, so you're a big fan of Ozzy and Black Sabbath.
All right, I am.
Now, Tony Iommi wrote a lot of most of the riffs and stuff for Black Sabbath, of course. So now Ozzy came out with Randy Rhoads, and you got a couple albums with him. And then you got Jakey Lee stepping in. Now, when you listen to, say, The Ultimate Sin or Bark at the Moon, do you hear a definitive difference between the riffage and the songwriting that is on Diary of a Madman and Blizzard of Oz?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, not
it's
just
totally
the leads?
Totally different flavor.
Okay, and then what about when Zakk Wylde comes in?
Absolutely, because there's so many.
Ozzy is riding around the guitarist.
I'm saying that the guitarists are writing the music and Ozzy's taking credit for it.
Well, it's probably written into the contract, I'd imagine. Hey, you're going to join my band.
You know,
because
Zach,
well,
it actually sounds
kind
of like Black, like kind of like Tony Iommi
with
more
Randy Rhoads.
Yeah, you know? But and then with harmonics. It's like lots of harmonics.
Squeal, yeah,
did Zappa always take control of the credit of his songs?
There was a few songs that were credited to other people as a group credit, but for the most part, I think he wrote all that music out. And even like we talked about on the Zappa Tagcast, he'd give someone a solo. Wow. And where you know they're improvising and doing a solo either on the clarinet or the guitar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still listed as written, arranged, and composed.
It's probably a similar thing. Cause
like Lennon
so
and McCartney.
How about
he's got so much clout as a songwriter as Ozzy.
Did Ozzy actually play the harmonica on The Wizard?
I believe he did.
Okay, so he plays something, man.
Yeah.
Actually, his new shit's got some harmonica on it.
I think that he plays the piano. Whoa.
That was like a Muppet. Kind of a...
Or like a Cheech Marin trumpet.
Do you regret the song Changes for Ozzy?
No,
I regret the
song.
Fact that he redid
what?
It with his daughter later. Did you hear the version with Kelly?
No, I didn't hear that. But
so
I like
she was
that
going through
song.
Some changes, but they were like red changes.
You know why it was changes? Because they were right in the middle of their fucking reality show, The Osbournes.
She was going through
now, what's
some
your take on The Osbournes?
Changes.
Did you watch
I loved
that?
It, dude.
You did? Now, I think that you must be a biased Aussie fan in that case.
No, you know why I love it?
What about
it?
When he's walking around with the remote going, Sharon, I can't get the remote.
Nobody wants a burrito.
It's not that I love the program. Uh-huh. I love the fact that we're invited into his life. And so you see something that you didn't. It's more information.
That's the Prince of Darkness, though. Do you need to see that sign of the Prince of Darkness?
Dude, serious. How about the, what is it, Family Jewels or whatever with Gene Simmons?
Same thing.
Come on.
What about Twisted Sisters? They had a reality show. It was called Horse Faces or something.
No. It was,
that was Sarah Jessica Parker's
Celebrity Apprentice, man. With
I watched that show.
And I love Twisted Sister, especially The Blade. Undo the Blade.
What about
that's the best song.
You know, do you know to stay away from Captain Howdy?
I've been told that for years. Now, what I want to know is Captain Howdy just from the Dee Snider's Strangeland movie, or is it from another movie in the past? Was there another scary movie that had Captain Howdy in it? Because
maybe like Black and White or something.
I must have had a weird dream.
How about Dune?
Dude, Sting was awesome in that.
David Lynch?
He was, man.
Dude.
Who was the fat dude that was oozing shit all over, man? He was just like this nasty thing, and he was like in charge on Dune.
Charles.
Is that his name?
Charles in Charge.
Ah! It was Charles, wasn't it?
It was.
Hey, do you remember that old commercial, the Charleston Chew?
No.
No, it was the Rothschilds is what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys, he catches him in bed with his wife, and he's like, we must duel. And he's like, not
would
now.
You like a Rothschilds?
I'm right in the middle of a Rothschilds.
Yes, don't interrupt me. Now, that's cool. That's awesome that you introduced that into the 70s, 80s commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Been watching some Match Game this week. I don't know if you know what's going on, Jerry. You have to know because Saturday night you're supposed to be there. That's tomorrow night.
Damn.
The Gatch game.
No, yeah. It
so
is
check
tomorrow
this
night.
Out.
God
check this
damn,
out, you guys.
Time flies.
Did you know that the Match Game, the original Match Game, came out in the early 60s with Gene Rayburn?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch it? I just
watched
it last
it
night
times.
On YouTube.
And it was risque.
It was totally different. No, this was before the risque-ness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This was before the Match Game of the 70s, and it wasn't a question with a blank. It was more of a name an actress who has a nice body, or you know, something like that. And you had three teams. It was completely different. But I saw an episode of Match Game, and it had all the 80s or 70s commercials from Match Game 73.
Sweet.
I'm right in the middle of a Rothschild.
I love that shit. How about the Reese's, dude?
You've got peanut butter
in my
chocolate. No, you've got chocolate
in my peanut butter.
Yes.
Not bad.
And you know
rainbows.
What? You know what? It wasn't bad.
So do you have
it's still good, isn't it?
Do you have all your questions ready for the show?
It took them. No, I'm about halfway there.
So, are you going to work
the
it?
Format.
Okay, how much are you going to change it? Are you going to have a bonus round where?
Hey, and that was and going back. We're going back again.
Take me back.
That was when I am stuck on Band-Aid. Finish it, Terry.
Brand.
No, that was Band-Aid before
stuck
Brand.
On me.
That was before Brand.
I am stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Brand.
I am now it's on stuck on Miles. Band-Aids Brand because Band-Aids Brand stuck on me. Okay, so what are you, should we let the cat out of the bag for any listeners who are going to come down to be contestants? What's your format?
Yeah, well, I'm you know, we discussed it that one time, and I think I am going to do like one contestant versus one contestant.
I believe that would be the best.
How long do you think each round is going to take, though, when you do two rounds and then a bonus round?
Not
you
that
know,
long.
This is all in your head, dude, because we don't know exactly how it's going to go down.
All right, yeah. Well, it is.
Well,
come on down.
Here's how I want it to go, and not
you
that
okay,
I have
buddy?
Anything to do with it. It's not the guile game. It's the gatch game. But the way they do it on the match game of the 70s is they go and they try to match all six and say they match two. Mm-hmm. Well, then the next round, those two sit out. And they try to match the rest of the six. Did you know how that works? So, like, say they ask the first question. Many people were surprised to find
that. So six that, is still the greatest total.
Yeah, so many people were surprised to find that Judith wears her blank. Or she always puts her blank on in the shower.
Mm-hmm. That's not risque?
Strap on would be my answer.
What color, though?
Yeah, so anyway, so then, like.
Was it a clear one with, like, a goldfish in it or some shit?
And then whoever gets the most answers wins the round. And then they go to the bonus round where they have. You pick three celebrities, and it's just like, you know how it goes. You've seen it. It'll be like red blank.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick Jerry Murphy, Dave Wambacher, and Westy Weaver. And Dave says, and blue, or red, white, and blue. And then someone says red wine, and then someone says red Riding Hood. Mm-hmm. And then you go, and, hey, pick your best answer.
I was a someone, though.
Yeah, and so they
said,
pick.
So Jerry Murphy says
they
rum.
Pick, red rum. Okay, and so they pick Jerry Murphy, and the number one answer is red rum, so he wins $500 and a chance to win 10 times that amount. You got to pick one celebrity.
But you need people surveyed before that, though, right?
Yeah, but you can make up fake answers for that shit. Why are we whispering? Top three answers are on the board.
I just do the bonus round the same as the first two rounds, but just with one person.
And I didn't know if you were going to have enough questions prepared, so I was thinking about actually using some actual questions from Match Game 73.
Oh. Well, send them over to me. I'll probably use them.
Yeah, I saw a couple last night. I can't remember them right off the top of my head.
I got maybe like a dozen.
When I win the lottery.
You're going to need more than a dozen.
Yeah. Burn it down, dude.
Really? Oh, yeah. I need like 25 or 26, I think.
And we don't know
how long
many,
do you think it's going to take? Probably about 20 to 30 minutes each, right?
Per round?
Yeah.
And then
really?
Whoever wins
well,
gets
well, not per round. No. I'm talking
no,
about per game.
To are win, you given time limits, you know, how long you got to answer? That will speed it up.
Oh, well,
you
got
know?
30 seconds for the
yeah.
for the celebrity contestants to write their answer down. And I brought some clips that we can maybe record later for the doo-boo-boo-doo-boo-boo-boo-boo. And now it's time to match the stars.
Am I, yeah.
With Jerry Murphy, Dave Wambacher, Terry Guile.
Yeah, we're going to have to go down early and see how we can set that up too, right?
Dude, like, I'm going to help you, and I'm going to have it all set up to where we can either use my Kindle and I'll have a third party. It can't be my wife.
Well, I mean, like,
I might be able to run it from the stage with a.
I mean, just like how we're going to set the chairs up and stuff. So it'll
I think we should have
view.
Two tables on the two different levels of the stage,
uh-huh.
and then have two at the side,
uh-huh.
to where we can have the contestants
yeah,
on the
okay.
side, and then you can maybe we can get one of those really long microphones, like Bill.
No, that'd be funny.
This is all I have in my wallet, dude.
Megabucks tickets, are they winners, or you don't know yet? You'll find out tomorrow.
I said specifically, I'd like to have a loser and a Powerball. A Megabucks and a Mega Millions. And she's like, what? I say, every time I ask for winners, that don't work out. So I'm trying another angle.
Just give me the winning numbers, please.
Yeah, they already have several printed out there. You just grab one. Take it. I mean, numbers.
They have printed several out. Printed out already?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to tease you.
I like that.
I know.
Have you ever listened to the double album, dude? And it has Dio on one side, Heaven and Hell, and it has Paranoid on the other.
I've never heard of such a thing ever.
Dude, it was so killer back in high school. I had a tape with that.
With both albums on it?
Yes.
How do you do that?
It's Ozzy on one side and Dio on the other, man.
How do you do that? You, that's the best of both worlds. You get
exactly,
and
but
hell.
We're talking about a cassette tape, so it's
which
like
ones, which ones?
You know, but, and it comes out, and it's like flip it over, and now what, we're doing Dio.
But
yeah, yeah, when, yeah.
Uh-huh. When you have
and
Dio
then?
And Ozzy. When you have Dio and Ozzy, which one is heaven and which one is hell?
It's
they're
see,
both.
That's the beauty of it. Is that's what I love about Dio. Besides that, he's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Is
and he was
everything
on
is
for a long time.
It's black and it's white. It's never gray.
Michael
understand
Jackson,
this
yeah.
shit, okay? Right,
Michael Jackson.
It's rough.
You never know when
it's
black
smooth,
or white.
And it's never anything in between. Understand? That's a Dio lyric. It's always right?
But he talks like a radio announcer in between songs, which is weird. All right, this next song is from our Heaven and Hell LP, and we thank you for being here at the show.
We love you.
This is called Sign of the Southern Cross. All right, so you haven't heard this new intro, but check this out. We're going to check out what's in Hans's CD player. You're going to love it.
Do we get a guess?
Oh, man. No, but I'm having some technical difficulties here. God damn it.
Mother you get to guess after
William
after
Shatner.
Plays. You get to play. You get to guess after he plays the song.
No.
No, we guess before. How the fuck do we guess
no,
after?
No, after he plays the theme song.
Okay.
You haven't heard the new theme song.
Yeah, we play a theme song, and then we guess.
Well, I'm not here every week. I don't know this.
Well, it just started on Wednesday, and you weren't here on Wednesday, so how would you
Shit.
Know? You wouldn't know. But
today's
you're gonna,
Friday.
You're going to love
and
the theme song,
the
though.
Christmas Jaeger.
So check it out.
What's in Hans's CD player? Find out now and we'll find out later. What's in Hans's CD player? It's always something cool because you know he's a player.
Did you know Hans was a player?
I didn't know that.
He's a big-time player in any kind of scene that you can think of. So we stole that from Ozzy and Black Sabbath. We
fast interject. I love Hans. I love that guy.
I love Ozzy and I love Hans and
so
I love.
What is in your what is in your guess?
Yeah,
what's
what
in Hans' CD player?
What is
and
in
we'll
your
give
guess?
You we'll give
Does
you a
he
hint.
Does he ever listen to anything that's like cheesy?
Well, on Wednesday he was listening to Vera.
Oh, he has had ABBA right before or something like that.
ABBA, Meatloaf, all kinds of stuff. Now this band that he's listening to today is actually going to be playing. One of the members is going to be in Salem with some members of Sublime and some other bands.
Oh,
they're an old school hardcore punk rock band from Washington D.C.
I got it.
You got it.
Bell Biv DeVoe.
No, but it starts with those same letters. It's a BB band.
Boyz II Men.
Bad Brains.
Oh,
I said it was a hardcore punk band
yeah.
from... Okay, and he's
yeah.
listening to
they
I Against I.
They played with Bad Brains King, remember that?
So I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Dave Wilson, Willamette Valley local music scene, is bringing a tribute to Sublime with members of Sublime and Bad Brains to the Blacklight Lounge there in Salem.
Yeah, I saw that.
Crazy, dude. They had a big guarantee, and he's taking a big... bite out of his plate and hoping that there's enough room on it for everything. Kudos to Dave. He's also going to try to bring Wehrmacht. So that's weird. Hans is
it's
listening to...
It's not Wehrmacht?
No, it's Wehrmacht.
God, I've been saying it wrong for years.
It's pronounced V. Wehrmacht.
Wehrmacht.
Yes.
Like German.
And I've heard that they got a new album.
We be German?
They got a new album coming out.
We be German.
Spring of 2000.
We be German, Canadian bacon.
Spring of 2003, they got a new album coming out.
Who's that?
Wehrmacht.
Oh. Is that who he's listening to this week?
No, he's listening to Bad Brains. Pay
oh,
attention,
right.
dude. I know you're
Brains.
Drunk.
No, I remember now. You
dude,
got the BB King.
Dustin's,
the Bad Brains King.
Dustin's drunk.
Nah. It's
okay, do you have a...
One more shot?
A CD player or a tape player in your vehicle?
I have a CD player.
What
what's,
is in it?
What's in your CD player right now? Be honest. I don't care if
no,
it's
no,
Nickelback.
I'm trying to think.
Nickelback's okay with
no.
Is it Ozzy?
You know, last time I shot my shotgun, I had a Nickelback CD. Pull!
I was on my way to Walmart to pick up the new NASCAR compilation DVD.
It was...
What's
in your...
What is it?
I think it's some old Metallica. I think it's... It might be Kill 'Em All.
Hit the lights!
Hit the lights!
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I've changed the segment from what's on Terry's.
I want to take that back.
Go ahead.
It might be Metallica, not the new thing.
Death Magnetic.
Like the Metallica.
Saint Anger. Reload. Load.
Re-reloaded.
Live binge and purge.
Still a re-re-re-re-load.
The shittiest album you've ever owned.
It was different.
I would stick with Kill 'Em All if I was you.
Yeah.
All right. I've changed what's in
Master
what,
of Puppets
what's
wasn't
on
bad.
What's on Terry's really. Turntable has now changed into what's in Terry's cassette deck, and I'm bringing out some old cassettes that you haven't heard in years. I mean, when was the last time you listened to the various artists' sub pop compilation called The Grungiers?
Oh, I was going to go Afternoon Delight, but The Grungiers I have not heard in a while.
Rip, tear, carve, shit, bang!
It's got Tad, it's got Nirvana, it's got Mudhoney, it's got...
Smashing Pumpkins!
No.
What?
I'm sorry that you would think that, but...
I know.
This is like a...
They're not grunge?
They
They're
are, but this is a compilation I'm talking about that I've been listening to. You're not paying attention, man.
I interjected.
Soundgarden's on there with Sub Pop Rock City. It's a good album. No, wait, that's on Sub Pop 200. I'm stupid. You guys don't even listen to me. But
Sub
Tad
Pop
is on there.
Rock City.
And that's when I was stoked because Tad Doyle commented on my post. Do you know Tad? The band Tad?
No.
Never heard of Tad?
When's he going to become Frog Doyle?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Tadpole.
Come on.
Frag Doyle?
Frog.
Frog Doyle.
Tadpoles turn into frogs.
What does that have to do with a Tad Doyle?
It's a jump.
Yeah, it is.
I had a friend
it's a leap of faith I took, and it didn't work out very well.
I used to have a friend who used to join the frog competition every year. He would go to California, and he'd bring these bullfrogs that he caught from Oregon. They have a frog
and
jump.
In Jefferson?
No, in California.
No, in Jefferson, they have the frog jump.
Yeah, it's
they
like the Mint Festival, and they have these frog jumping
they
contests
might.
And shit. Yeah.
But he would.
But you know
here,
how you do it,
and he was like the winner always.
Is you take you take a cotton swab and you dip it into the alcohol, and then when no one's looking, you rub a little bit on your frog's ass, and that fucker will jump.
I bet
why
he
not
will.
Just do that with why not just do it with hot sauce?
Hey, I don't know, a little Tabasco
or a habanero pepper that's just broken.
Just shove
open.
A habanero pepper up his ass,
or a couple pepper seeds, maybe.
Yeah,
well, I don't know
frog.
If you could get away with. You know, like, without anybody seeing you shove a whole pepper up a frog's ass, but you might be able to swab it.
You could get one of those hot sauce bottles and then just grab it and just squeeze it. Like,
you just kind of water it down a little bit and you put it in one of them spritzer bottles, right? So you can get it from a distance. Yeah.
From a distance.
What's in your junk?
The world looks blue and green.
What's in your junk drawer? Gatch.
What's in my junk drawer? I have a tape in there.
A cassette tape?
Yeah, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, the first one.
Mary
Xmas. Understand. And Nightmare on My Street.
It's a Nightmare on My Street. Okay, we're finishing off this bottle of Jagajmaga. And you guys should be here because it's almost Christmas and we've been bad, so Santa ain't
so
bringing
good.
Us nothing.
Hey, should we see you guys on Monday?
I don't know. Is it that time already?
I think so.
Is it?
Yeah, because we're going to add plugs in. We're going to lock you in the closet, Jerry, and make you come back on Monday. How's that sound to
Dude.
You? Oh, wait, before we go, I want to cover one thing. Usually I wouldn't care, but there's a guy on this list that I really want to pay some tribute to. It's a celebrity birthday thing today for Friday, December 21st. Now, this lady, have you guys ever seen the movie Barbarella?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's Jane Fonda's birthday today.
Nice.
Any guesses on how
sexy?
She is sexy for as old.
Sexy.
Do you have any ideas?
70-something.
Dude. Wasn't that
she's like 72?
Wasn't that Travolta's last name?
3, 4, 5. Holy
She turned
shy.
75 today.
Wasn't that John Travolta's last name when he was with the Sweat Hogs?
Fonda?
No. Barbara.
Beanie
Barbarino. You were close.
Barbara.
But I also remember
like
from like an early, yeah. like the very first Cheech and Chong album, they were watching TV on the skit called Pedro and Man. And he's all,
Dave.
He's all, hey man, we're watching TV. He's like, oh, check this out. It's a horror movie. And he's like, is that Jane Fonda? He's like, no, not horror, like horror.
Dave.
It's a horror movie. So anyway, hey, also what? Birthday today, he's deceased and we pay a big tribute to him on another podcast that we do. Frank Zappa's birthday today. He
nice.
Would have been how
I'm growing my patch back.
He would have been 72 today.
Yeah, he would have been 72.
You're growing your patch back. Mine's big. I got a little beard.
You
and also
juicy moosey.
He appeared on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Samuel Jackson. Who's want to guess how old Sam UL L Jackson is?
63.
What's
61.
Your guess? 64.
What?
You guys are both really close.
Well, if you take the 3 and the 1,
only one
you
of
get
us
four.
Is closer.
You.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
The,
no,
yeah.
I want to throw out a shout out to Pizza Now, our generous sponsors of pizza every week. They cater our party.
Dude,
and
that burned
go
my mouth
down,
out.
Down. You, Terry.
Jalapenos
we had
will do
the,
that, dude.
Buffalo chicken. It's got.
I took the jalapenos off.
It's got like a ranch and buffalo sauce on it, and so you get your coolness, and then you get your heat. And it can be very hot, and their buttermilk ranch sauce is homemade.
And it's killer,
it's good
major,
shit.
Rager,
yeah.
Tager, get one.
And we have a couple people who are Pizza Now haters, and they go, oh, those guys suck. Well, whatever. It's all about the eye of the, or the tongue.
Tiger.
Of, the tongue of the beholder. It's all about a personal taste, and I think, it like Dustin said, it's comparable
it depends
to
depends on how you slice it, dude.
It's comparable to the it's comparable to the $15
like
to $20 pizzas. It's comparable
it
to the $15 to $20
it
pizzas.
It is. It's great pizza.
So there's that.
I'll eat a pizza.
And tonight is Friday. You should go down to the Diablo's downtown lounge downstairs. They're having a comedy show. It's called Andy Andrus Ruins Christmas. Go down and check that out with Andy Bradwin and Bryce Jones and Mac Chase. And listen, after the show here, we're going to have a whole slew of plugs of stuff for you to do within the next 2 weeks. We know you guys want to go out and enjoy yourselves for the holidays times, right? Are you going to do anything fun this weekend, Jerry?
I'm going
besides
to play
the
Xbox,
game, you're going to play Gatch
Call
game.
Call of Duty, Gatch Black
game.
Ops 2, and
Gatch
try
game.
Not to get ruled by some 13-year-old piss ant.
Yeah. Before we go really quick, I want to know if you plan on going to Connecticut anytime soon, because I know you're a big bike rider.
No. Are you talking about motorcycles?
No.
Bicycles.
Yeah.
You know what? No, because it's kind of snowing on the pass.
I would just like to say in Connecticut, anyone caught riding a bicycle over 65 miles per hour may be ticketed.
They'd
well,
probably
you
have
know
to be
what?
Going downhill.
That would be bragging rights. See this? That's a ticket. I was doing over 65, biatch.
The most I've done on a bike is like 27.
Dude, I was doing 55 on base in Camp Pendleton when I wrecked.
On a bike? Well,
did you come down a hill?
I did.
Okay, well, then that explains why you're going 55.
In Hartford, it's also
and
illegal.
And I had one of them digital little, you know,
yeah.
deals, and it locks in your highest speed, and it was at 55 when I wrecked.
I was riding past one of those things that says your speed is on the 25, and it was on the bridge in Brownsville, and I was going 27.
Nice. Well, that's still cooking, dude. The human body's not designed to do that.
Oh, I know.
It's not
I was
like
impressed.
An ant. Like, you can just bounce off shit, and you're cool.
I was totally impressed with myself saying, fuck, I'm 44. I'm going 27. 44 going 27 and a 25.
In Hartford, Connecticut, it's illegal to educate a dog.
Oh, man's best friend.
Seriously.
Yeah. Do not educate him.
He can bring a stick, but we're not allowed to
and that's
teach
why
him
we
how
call...
to bring the newspaper.
Isn't that educating them, though, bringing the stick?
That's why we
call...
No,
they kind of get that one on their own.
That's why we call the Tagcast podcast an educational back, but... podcast, because I learn something every cast. I did not know that, and now I do.
You don't even have to put a worm
fishing
on your hook.
Fishing for knowledge.
Fishing for knowledge. That's what we've been doing for the last hour. Thanks for listening, you guys. Hope you have a great weekend. Go out. There's a lot of good shit going on this weekend. And on Monday night for New Year's Eve, you can go see the Cherry Pop and Daddies on the 28th. There's a lot of stuff going on, so go out and do it.
Yeah, rock on.
We'll see you on Monday. Thanks for being here, Jer.
Thank you.
We appreciate your presence.
You.
We love you, man.
I love you guys.
We love everybody.
Complete Ag Resolutions.
Pizza Now. Peace out and metal up your butts. And rock on, Dustin said.
The Tagcast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
tagcastpodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
Plugs, 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 plugs. Hey, Taggets, you want to go out and do something fun over the next couple weeks? Of course you do. You don't want to sit at home and be a stick in the mud. Friday, December 21st, if the world doesn't end, you should go to Portland at the Baghdad Theater out on Hawthorne. It's comedy night. They're having a comedy battle night with Ian Carmel from Portlandia. Whitney Street will be there. Cody McCuller, Danny Feltz from Spicy News, Kyle Harbert, Dennis Williams, Xander DeVoe, and Lance Edwards will all be battling it out. Your host will be Tristan Spillman. Starts at 10 o'clock, 21 and over, $5 at the door. Saturday, December 22nd at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we got the Gatch Game with your host, Dustin Gatchel. Six celebrity panelists, including Lance Thill, Westy Weaver, Dave Wambacher, Jerry Murphy, Dana Gile, and me. That's free to get in. It starts about 9 o'clock, 21 and over. Come down and be a contestant. You could win some cool prizes, maybe.
Booyah!
Wednesday, December 26th at the Oak Street Speakeasy. They're having the comedy showcase with Richie Stratton, myself, Dylan Flynn, and a few more comics, plus your host, Seth Milstein. That starts at 9 o'clock, also 21 and over, $5 suggested donation. Thursday, the 27th, it's comedy as advertised at the Granary in Eugene. That's on 5th Avenue. Your headliner will be Tom Howard. We got Erica Brimhall coming down from Portland, Alex Adney, also Dylan Flynn and Seth Milstein from the podcast cast. Go check that out. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's a free show, and it's all ages. Friday, December 28th at the Hollywood Theater, we got the Matt Bronger Christmas Spectacular. He's originally from Portland. He's been on The Letterman Show and Conan, a lot of other shows. He's going to be doing a comedy show with Ian Carmel, Ron Funches, and Shane Torres. Starts at 8 p.m. It's all ages. It also costs $10, and we're all sick as fuck around here. Also that night at the Wow Hall, if you can't make it to Portland, go to Eugene and see the Cherry Poppin' Daddies if you're into that. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. They don't do a lot of local shows anymore, so if you like those guys, go check them out. Saturday, December 29th at the Black Forest, we got Dirt Clod Fight, Kemosabe, and Child Children. It's a weird name for a band. Starts at 10 o'clock, 21 and over. It's a free show. Then, of course, you know Monday is New Year's Eve. We got a lot of shows going on at the, one of them is at the Dixie Creek Saloon, the Willamette Valley Local Music Scene's New Year's Metal Eve with Catechus, Brutos, and American Roulette, 9 p.m., 21 and over, and it's also a free show. If you're in Portland, we got the Mentors. The Mentors, can you believe it? At the Red Room for the New Year's Sleaze concert. Also, Truculence, the Necro Drunks, and Compulsive Slasher will be playing. It's $10 at the door, 21 and over. Starts early at 7 p.m., so there's that. After the New Year, there's a couple shows you can go check out. January 12th, the McDonald Theater in Eugene. Two great all-girl tribute bands, Hell's Bells and Zepparella. Starts at 7 o'clock. It's all ages. Tickets are 18 in advance, 22 at the door. And then Slightly Stupid will be at that same venue, McDonald Theater, on the 19th. That'll be enough for you guys right now. Go out and see something. Go out and do something. And then spend Christmas Eve with your family.
How much is that last show?
Slightly Stupid.
And the one before that?
McDonald Theater, Hell's Bells. It's $18 at the door.
All right, how much is it after the show?
Free.
All right.
And I misspoke. It's $22 at the door, $18 in advance, free the day after the show. So go out and do something, and if you ain't got nothing better to do, just sit at home and listen to the TagCast podcast. Peace out, bitches.
Drink Motley Crue juice.
TagCastPodcast.com.